Okay, bully boy, let's go do that voodoo that we do so well.
Can't just yet, sir. We're short one defense attorney.
Well, where is Miss Sullivan?
Beep, beep, Your Honor. Coming through. Hot stuff. Watch yourself. Thank you.
That is the ugliest handbag I have ever seen.
It was a turkey, Your Honor. You know.
So I suppose Miss Sullivan is going to inflict Thanksgiving dinner on us?
Well, not exactly on us, but she wanted to do something for all the people around the courthouse with no place else to go.
So she's giving them the bird.
What a nice gesture, huh?
Hey, Mac, we got a lot of cases to do tonight, don't we?
Uh-huh.
So what do you say we get right into it? What do you got there?
Pocahontas and John Smith.
Oh, them again? Personally, I thought he checked into her wigwam under an assumed name. I mean, John Smith. Huh, get real, huh, Mac?
Huh? Are you talking to me, sir?
I guess not.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It's just I'm a little disconnected with all this stuff I got to study since I went back to college.
The parade of American history.
I don't know why I've got to learn all this stuff. When was the last time you saw a help wanted ad that said, must know the Treaty of Paris?
Well, trust me, Mac, all this hard work is going to pay off when you get that degree.
Like it did for you, right, sir?
Rightio.
Because if you were just some ordinary slob, you'd be home watching the Dallas game right now. But thanks to all those years of racking your brain to get through law school, you get to spend your Thanksgiving hanging out down here with the dregs of society, you lucky dog.
Excuse me, I'm wondering if I'm in the right place.
Not yet, but let me give you my address.
I'm looking for someone.
Aren't we all?
His name is Mac Robinson.
Oh.
Mac.
Oh, hi, Lenore. Come on in. You bring your books?
Right here.
Oh, great. Everybody, this is Lenore Grant. She's one of my classmates at City College.
Hi, Lenore.
So, Lenore, what career are you studying for?
Well, I really haven't made up my mind, but I'm sort of thinking of being a biochemical engineer. Either that or a model.
Tough choice.
I know I always regretted I didn't do both.
But first I have to get by this American history midterm.
Oh, it's gonna be a bear.
That's why Mac and I decided to get together and study every chance we have.
Hmm. The old late night cram session, huh, Mac?
Only thing is, you're a little early, Lenore.
Yeah, we're not going to have a break for at least a couple of hours. But I tell you what, you can use my office to study while you're waiting for Matt.
Great, thanks.
Come on, I'll show you where it is. Oh, this will work out great. You can start the American Revolution, and I'll be there by Bunker Hill.
What do you say we try to finish off one more case before the break?
Will you be requiring a defense attorney to do that, sir?
Well, where is she now?
I believe she said she had to go out and drain her giblets.
Shouldn't she have her doctor do that?
I'm sorry. It's just I couldn't get the cranberry jelly to slide out of the can all in one complete log.
Any reply, and I'm going to have to find myself in contempt.
I managed to get that stupid blob about three quarters of the way out, and then it just kind of hung there on the lip of the can, kind of quivering and wiggling, and I knew if I pushed it too hard, it would split off. And, oh, well, you know how it is when that happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Miss Sullivan, do you suppose that I might be able to persuade you to pull off your mitts and practice a little law with us?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Okay, maestro, let her rip.
Call People versus Barsotti.
Oh.
just like a dream I had the other night.
Your Honor, these are the Rolling Rangerettes.
Well, it's a real pleasure to meet you. Give me a break. I had to work on a holiday. Prosecutor.
Yes, sir. It seems the perky pilgrims here were appearing in the Macy's parade when they became victims of Mr. Borsati's burst of temper.
The victims? They're the victims. What about me? And what about Winky, for crying out loud?
Winky, for crying out loud?
Winky the bunny rabbit, sir. It's one of those huge balloons you always see in the Macy's parade. Unfortunately, Winky met with a tragic accident.
Oh, my God, something happened to Winky?
It was my pride and joy, Judge. I had 12 years of my life in that balloon. And no sooner did we start stepping off down Broadway when these twirly girlies try and knock me down.
It wasn't our fault, Your Honor. I begged the parade officials not to put us behind the horses.
Apparently, they had to do some fancy footwork to avoid the,
minefield of meadow muffins.
This stuff.
Due to their sudden deviation from course, they slammed into my client, which caused him to lose his grip on Winky's tether.
I love it when you talk like that.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Sorry, sir. Mr. Borsati responded by shoving the girls into the St. Francis Boys Choir, apparently causing several of the lads to jumpstart into puberty.
Damn it, what happened to Winky?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself.
Winky is airborne, sir.
Airborne?
Oh, yeah. Takes at least two guys to handle the big ones, what with wing gusts and all. When I got knocked down, poor Irwin didn't stand a chance.
And Irwin is?
Somewhere over New Jersey would be my guess.
Sir, since Irwin presumably has relevant testimony, would a postponement be in order?
Yeah, I guess we should put this case on ice until Winky hits a downdraft. Okay, that's lunch, people.
And you are all invited to stay afterwards in the cafeteria for a special Thanksgiving feast. I've made plenty of food, so come and get it, everyone.
Evening, sisters.
So I guess the answer would be King George and Lord North did the intolerable act.
Right.
All right. Okay, what's the next question?
What do you do, pump iron?
I don't see that here.
No, I mean here.
Oh, well, I try to stay in shape.
I admire a man who takes care of his body, Mac.
Oh, thanks. Let me see here now. The Federalist Papers.
Physical appearance is important, don't you think?
Huh?
For instance, I know I want people to find me attractive.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that, Lenore. Now, here's a stomper for you. Explain the significance of the doctrine of manifest destiny.
Manifest destiny means there are things that are just destined to happen.
Yeah?
So, why fight it?
Uh-oh.
Mac, I am very strongly attracted to you, and I know that you want me as much as I want you.
Whoa, I touched you.
Mac.
Lenore, this is crazy.
Mac.
But the thing is, you're so young, and I'm so married.
I love your eyes, love your thighs, love your hips, love your lips, love your hair. Nice butt.
Bon appetit.
Hey, thanks. This stuff looks, what's the word?
Edible?
No.
Sir, would you like to sample my yams?
Right here? With the lights on?
Sir.
Sorry, I had a Dan attack.
They've all been served.
Oh, thank you, Roz. Okay, everybody, dig in. Dan, would you like some yams?
No, thanks. I'm on a strict diet. I can't eat any food that's the same color as Lucille Ball's hair.
Hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Connie.
So what brings you here?
The subway. Do you know where Mac is?
Yeah, he's in my office studying for that big exam.
Since he couldn't be home for Thanksgiving dinner, I brought him some leftovers.
Leftovers?
They're the best part. My mom made a great turkey shake.
Well, I think it's really sweet that you came all the way down here to bring Max some. Oh, my God!
Ooh, that must be the traditional...
shuck face pie.
Mm-mm. Nothing says loving like fish heads in the oven.
Max, slow down.
Well, look, what do you say we jog a couple of laps around Manhattan? You know, work off a little tension.
Come on now, Max, don't be so shy.
Oh, look, Lenora, I'm sorry, but this just can't happen.
Mac, please, just check this out before you decide.
Mac?
Hello.
Guess he's already had dessert.
Let me guess. This isn't what it looks like.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. It sure isn't. There is an easy explanation. Somebody give me an easy explanation.
All right, Mac. Who is she?
Oh, I almost forgot. Where are my manners? Lenore, this is Quan Lee.
His wife.
Quan Lee, this is Lenore Grant, my study buddy.
Must be an oral exam.
It's very nice to meet you.
I doubt you'll think so after I gouge your eyes out.
Well, my, since you're going to be discussing the latest in optometry, why don't we just... sneak off to the malt shop.
Mac, take some advice. In situations like this, there's only one thing to do. Fake a heart attack.
Well, at least you didn't sneak around to do your nasty stuff.
Quan Lee, would you let me explain?
I think maybe I'd better be the one to explain.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'll tell her.
Let the slut explain.
You see, Mrs. Robinson... I kind of developed a crush on Matt, on your husband. Honest, it wasn't his fault at all.
See, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, and I suppose these weren't your lips squashed up against her face?
I think maybe I'd better go.
Oh, was it something I said? Or was it the fact that I was president of the machete club in high school?
I'll just finish studying on my own.
All right, lover boy. Let's hear your lame excuse.
Look, Quan Lee, come on. Let's go someplace quiet so we can talk.
Oh, you weren't worried about privacy a minute ago.
Gee, Bull's right. If you press your ear against the door, you do hear termites chewing.
Goodbye, Mac. I'm going home to Mother.
Quan Lee! Your mother's dead.
Picky, picky, picky.
Oh, Miss Sullivan, there you are. Listen, I wanted to thank you for the meal.
Oh, well, you are entirely welcome. Was it good?
It was, how can I put it?
Hey! Oh!
Bill, what's the matter? You look terrible. Even for you.
After a lifetime of eating out of dumpsters, I'm taken down by bad yams.
That's ridiculous. It couldn't have been the yams. I'm not the world's greatest cook, all right, but I'm not that bad.
Roz, I think we better call a doctor.
And a plumber. We're not equipped for this kind of volume.
Look, if you want to hurt me, you got to throw something heavier.
Oh, I will. I'm just perfecting my aim first. How could you do such a thing, Mac?
Look, just because I was in another woman's arms kissing her doesn't mean there's anything between us.
There wasn't room for anything between you.
Excuse me, but we're running short of after-dinner pails. I'm sure this was not my fault. If you ask me, it was the cafeteria... I'm interrupting something, aren't I? Yes, you are, Christine. Get out.
Okay. I'll never forget that, Mac. The sight of you in another woman's arms.
Quan Lee, look what you're listening to me. Now, you gotta believe me. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do one thing to encourage her.
I know.
You know what?
I know what the problem is. You're a chunk.
A chunk?
A handsome, incredibly attractive man.
I think you mean hunk.
Oh, that's right. Make fun of my grammatization.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I'm a hunk, and that's the problem.
It's a big problem to me. I worry about it all the time. I feel like I'm always in competition.
With who?
With women who are younger, or who are smarter, or who can pronounce the letter L. I worry that someday you'll find someone better than me.
Oh, there is no one better than you. That's why I went back to college.
What the hell are you talking about?
Maybe this will help you understand. You ever heard the saying, the price you pay for excellence is your own sweat?
No, but it's lovely.
Well, that's what going back to college and burying my nose in those books is all about. It's the price I'm willing to pay so we can have a little excellence in our lives.
You're all the excellence that I ever needed, Mac.
And you're all I ever needed, baby. But I need to better myself if I want to provide you with the finer things in life. Like this. This is something that you've been wanting for a long time.
Oh, Mac. A bug zapper.
Turn it over.
It's a diamond ring.
You remember the night you showed me this ad and said, look, Mac, isn't it beautiful?
That was a long time ago, Mac.
2 years. I ripped it out of the paper that same night.
And you've been carrying this with you ever since?
I never had enough cash to buy you a fancy wedding ring. But someday, I'm gonna fix that.
No.
No what?
Just let me have the picture, okay?
But I don't get it.
No ring could ever match the beauty of why you held on to this little scrap of paper. I love you, Mac.
I love you too, Quan Lee.
Then you forgive me for wanting to slay the little bitch?
Come here, dragon lady.
Wanted it to be something special.
No, don't worry about it, Miss Sullivan. I'd say your Thanksgiving dinner made a big splash. Oh.
Several, in fact.
Hey, Doc, what's the scoop?
Well, I examined 63 people. They all seem to be suffering from the same thing.
It's some kind of epidemic, right? Probably the flu?
Nope. Bad yams. They feel lousy now, but as soon as the bacteria passes through their system, they'll all be fine.
And there's nothing we can do?
I wouldn't eat the yams.
Oh, this is so humiliating. How could this have happened?
Well, look at it this way, Christine. Your dinner was so good, it came up and took a bow.
Oh, here's our hostess now. Christine, we must have your recipe.
Oh, Dan, shut up.
You told me to shut up? You turned my dream dates into the retching rangerettes?
Listen, everyone, I just want to say I'm very sorry for all this. All I really wanted to do was... Okay, I know it sounds corny, but what I wanted to do was to reach out to my fellow man to show how grateful I am. So, in spite of the circumstances at the moment, I hope that we can all see how truly blessed we are.
You don't know the half of it, lady.
Irwin, thank God you made it back okay.
Yeah. Winky and I had a couple of anxious moments.
How the hell did you get down?
Well, we must have been up at least a couple of thousand feet when the Air Force picked up Winky on their radar screens and shot us down.
Those gutless bunny killers.
I guess to them we looked like a Soviet MiG. Oh, I'd be a sidewalk pizza if it hadn't been for that awning on the Weatherby Hotel.
An awning broke your fall?
Are you kidding? Mr. Barsetti, I bounced off it right into this big fall clearance banner on the front of the store across the street, which flung me onto the top of a passing bus. The driver took a sharp turn at Battery Park and threw me off. Right into a bed of chrysanthemums. That's what broke my fall.
Irwin, you've got to be the luckiest man in the world.
No. Dan Quayle is.
He represents another.